working.
Not now?
Yes.
Good. Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Bruchim and Insoim, what a day, you know. I saw the Teves, together with the day with the Chogga, and Pashas Vayigash, see how much we can cover and how much we can include in such an auspicious day, so much happening in Klal Yisrael as well in the time of the pandemic. Let's see, I hope we can take a chizuk from Pashas Vayigash, and this is time also to put it together with Asor B'Teves, and come out with, I hope, something which will give you a boost for the following week in Yisrael Hashem. The Pasha begins with the most beautiful story of Yaakov Avinu, who is still mourning for Yosef, and the brothers realize that it might be a dangerous situation of just revealing to Yaakov that Yosef was alive. So they came up with this idea that Serach Bas Osher, the granddaughter, would come in and sing at the back of the tent, back of the home, and the tune which all the children are singing, Oy Yosef, Ay, Rumelech, Rumitzroyim, Yesh Boshrei Banim, the Nasheb Efraim, beautiful song, and she sang it, and he was so overjoyed to hear it, he gave her a brocha of Arichas Yomim Tovim. And Chazal say that Serach actually lived to the time of David HaMelech and went up to Gan Eden B'chaim. She was one of those people who went up at Yishai and in Yomim. She was such a tzaddiket. But the brocha was a beautiful brocha that he gave her. And then the prophet says as follows, Batechi Ruach Yaakov Avinu. And then the spirit of Yaakov Avinu relived. And Rashi says on that pasuk, Sholta Olav Ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh again. The Sipona explains that until this time that he knew that Yosef was alive, he was under such da'oga, such worry, and it's aleph in the words of the Sipona, like he fainted from the anxiety and the stress that he had. And now that he was released from that, from the simcha, he returned, the Ruach HaKodesh returned, and he returned to his original status of Ruach HaKodesh. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. Oyd Yosef Chai and Yaakov Avinu received again Ruach HaKodesh. I was thinking on that Rashi. When we look at the Rashi, when we think about ourselves, our own situation, we think, very nice, oh, but Lobishvili, it's not me. I don't have such things as Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is reserved, we think, for the Olive Sacrifice, for Avon, for Yitzvot, for the Nevi'im. But for me, what does it mean to me, Ruach HaKodesh? Ruach HaKodesh is something very alien, I think, to our ideology. And in reality, it's, as they say in Hebrew, it's the ta'ut me'ikah, the major, major mistake. And if so, you're missing one of the most fundamental realities of what life is, to keep her in mystery. It's a complete misnomer to think you have a very pumping and vibrant Ruach HaKodesh, and that's really the purpose of this year. To try and show you what does it mean to discover your own Ruach HaKodesh, what does it mean that we live with a Ruach HaKodesh. Let me first of all bring a raya from this morning in Davni. We said in Slichus today, Al tashlicheinu milfanecha, v'ruach kodshecho al tikach yemenu. Which means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't cast me aside. V'ruach kodshecho al tikach yemenu. Since when was I have a minute? What's the first thought? I have ruach HaKadosh. Ruach kodshecho al tikach yemenu. What does it mean? Ani yatush natush. Who am I? A little mosquito here in the world. I have ruach HaKadosh. The answer is, yes, you certainly do. And that's probably one of our greatest mistakes, that we don't realize how much we have inside. What does it mean, Ruach HaKodesh? I was thinking, you know, it's like we say the Pasuk in Nitzavim when we refer to Tshuva, Loi Nifleisi Nimcho V'loi Rechoi Kohi Yikoroi Be'lecha Hadova Mo'oi B'sicho V'bobcho La'asoi. It's very close. We have probably no idea and concept of how much Ruach HaKodesh, what we mean when we say Ruach Kodesh HaTikach Mimeni. We have a very vibrant Ruach HaKodesh. In order to substantiate this claim, to look a little bit more in detail, we need to look in the writings of Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim explains in great detail, we know the function of the guf, every limb and every organ has its own pu'ula, like the eyes are for seeing and the legs are for walking and the lips are for whispering. Whatever you do, every organ, from the hair on your head to the tip of your toes, everything has a purpose. That's in physical terms. But you don't perhaps realize there's a very important spiritual side which we have in our brio as well. And this is where the Chaim explains. The main composition of our spiritual life is mainly in three areas. We have a nefesh, and that's the ability to move. Physical action is the nefesh. Maisa, any action that you do, you move your hands around, that's the nefesh which is working. The ruach is speech and motivation. In other words, it's the spirit. There's a spirit of life in you. And it shows itself in the ruach. And the ruach is speech and motivation, enlightenment, incentive. And the final area which we have is called the neshama. The neshama is machshava. Maisa, dibur, machshava. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. And they each complement and work and fold into each other. The nefesh feeds from the ruach, and the ruach feeds from the neshama. And there are many, many different parts of the neshama. It's the chaya, it's the yechida. When we say in the morning, Elokai neshama shenasato bi, what we really are referring to is the very tail end of the neshama. The real part of the neshama is by the kisei hakovay. And therefore, when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by yipach ba'apos nishmas chayim, it means like this. We have to understand that Chaim Volozhin gives a beautiful moshul. A glass blower, when he takes the funnel, and he has in his mind a thought of what the neshama should be like, what the glass should be like, let's say with a moshul. And he blows, and the wind comes down and settles in the glass, and he shapes the glass according to the shape that he wants. That's the way a glass blower works. Says of Chaim Volozhin, so it is Kaviyoka with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has in his mind, if we can say such a thing, the shape and the form of the neshama. The ruach dispenses the spirit of life from the neshama, from the kisei hakavod, down to the nefesh, and that's why the word says vayinotash. Notash is nefesh. It rests. It rests in the nefesh, which is the guf. Primarily the guf, which is physical. It rests in the nefesh, which is the guf. And therefore, the ruach HaKodesh that we have is the ruach that we have. That ruach motivates us and it monitors us. And of course, what we have to understand is you have to have the two together. The physical and the spiritual go together. The guf, as we have it, is nothing without the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. And the neshama and the ruach are all ethereal. They're spiritual, but they're crucial to come inside the guf. That's the whole basis and the wonder which the Ramah brings down in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Gilman, I think it is, and when we say the Baruch Asher Yotzeh, it's the masculine outflow, it's the pillar that the spirit stays in the guf, and there are so many holes, it doesn't escape, doesn't run away from anywhere. The nefesh and the ruach stay inside the guf so long as the person is alive. And then after 120 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls away the spiritual side, and the nefesh folds into the ruach, folds into the neshama, and that's why we put on the kever of a person, Tehein neshama, Surua means to be gathered in. The nefesh gathers into the ruach, the ruach, the neshama, and goes all the way back to the kisei hakavod. That's achamevet and shana, and that's the nature of life. What we have to understand, though, is which is dominating. In a secular world, we see quite clearly, the spirit of life is really only for the physical. Every aspect of, let's say, perseverance, an initiative, which is the ruach, or ingenuity, which is the neshama, or the forthright action that a person does. All that is only for the benefit of the physical, in order to make a parnasa, in order to survive, in order for social contact, and just to derive pleasure. In a secular world, everything is the spirit of life, and what a person has, they have a neshama, not like we'll see in a minute, the neshama of a Jew, we'll come on to that in a minute. But they have a machshava, and that machshava ingenuity, and the ruach, the perseverance, the motivation and speech, is all for one purpose. The ikar is the guf, and the tofel is the spirit. And that's the way they see it. Everything is to provide an incentive in life. Isn't that what they said after the Twin Towers collapsed? We'll build it again. We'll persevere again. There's nothing spiritual in the act. It was just another incentive again to build it again, to go again. I'll run a faster mile. I'll make more money. I'll build another home. I'll draw another painting. Or it's all for the physical. And that's the secular world. We have to understand by Torah Gedosha, it's quite the opposite. Everything physical is to service and monitor the spiritual, so the neshama. And that's a crucial difference between them. The motivation and the enlightenment and inspiration is all for spiritual purposes. We use and take the physical and service it into the spiritual. That's the meaning of the pasuk, tzadik oichal l'soiva nafsho. Why does a tzadik eat? just because his body is hungry? No. The Tzeva Nafsha, to the Nefesh that he has. Uvefen Rishayim Tepsa, and the stomach of the Rosha is always empty. It's always the Gashmir. It's the physical. And therefore, what's creating this spiritual life? It's the Ruach. The Nefesh is the action, the Sham is the thought, but the motivation and the incentive is how the act is done and what is being serviced. It's not to service the physical services the spiritual. And that, of course, is the whole difference between tonight when we make Kiddush. We take the wine, and through our speech and motivation, we're Mekadesh the Shabbos. That's Ruach HaKodesh. That is Ruach HaKodesh. When a person lifts up the Kodesh and takes the Kodesh and pronounces Kiddush, he's Mekadesh the Yoyim. That's his speech and his motivation. The action is of the drinking, and the Machshavah and the Shom is the foot. But the Ruach is crucial, and that's Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh creates that wherewithal that we're able to Mekadesh the Yoyim. Take an even better example of that, and better examples, another example. John and Mary, when they get married, they enjoy each other, they like each other, physically attracted to each other, and the relationship, anything, the spirit of life, is all for the physical pleasure, whatever it is. What is it by Avraham and Sarah when they get married? It's not a straight line, it's a triangle. They grow together, the ruach, the atmosphere of the marriage together, is the Ruach HaKodesh between them, the Shechina Shuriyah they name it. How does it come about? Through the Ruach. They decide that they'll run a home on the basis of Torah, they keep Shabbos, they keep Kashrus, they learn Torah, they do Chesed. That's the Ruach. The motivation and the enlightenment of the marriage is the Ruach. And when it's done in the right way, it's Ruach HaKodesh. No question it's Ruach HaKodesh. And that's the greatness in Kaliyah. That's the potential. We don't service the physical. We take the physical, and through the Ruach HaKodesh, we build up a relationship. And that's why a man says, Haleat Mekudeshesi. His speech is everything. What he says to her, he's Mekadisha. And the Ruach HaKodesh is the temperament and the mood and the atmosphere in the home, which is a Ruach HaKodesh which they have in the home. I think the best example, which I thought of this, which when I was preparing this year, I remember, I don't know if you're around in Israel, at the founding of the Degel HaTorah. Degel HaTorah, the famous party, the political party, when it was founded years ago, there was a tremendous rally in Yad Eliyahu, and all the Gedolim were there, Hasidish, the Sephardish, Rebbe Avadia was there, Rebbe Eliashib was there, Shlomo Zalman, all the Rebbes, the Belzer, everybody came. And we all waited for the God Lador to come in, Rashach. Rashach came in, and everybody stood up and sang, Yamim Ali Melech. It was phenomenal. I went with my little children, we were there. And then Rashach got up to make one of his most fabulous, incredible statements, like the state of the nation. And he got it, he often used to do it in Yati Kala and Gateson. But Rashach made the following drosha. It was a phenomenal drosha. He said as follows. He said, every nation in the world has their expertise, their certain mumpies. There's something which they excel at. He gave a few examples, but I remember he said by France, it's the wine and the elegance. In England, he didn't say that, but it's probably the beer and the pageantry and the soccer and the football. In America, it's money. That's the ethic and the baseball and the movies. Japan, maybe it's cars. And in China, they just copy everybody. That's what they do in China. They just copy everybody. But that's the mumchi. He then said, and what's the mumchi? What's the expertise of Clarice World? One word. Nitzchias. And that's really it. Nitzchias means eternity, which is the spirit. We channel everything into spiritual possessions, not physical. We use everything physical and we try and make it into something spiritual. And that's the chibur, the connection of the nefesh, which is the actions we do with the neshama, is the ruach and the ruach hakodesh. And therefore, that's the basis of the kalishwa, is the nitzir. And the ruach hakodesh that we have is the motivation that we have not to go into the secular world and not to just derive all pleasure from something physical. Of course, physical pleasure is very important in all the aspects. That's not the ikka, by the way. The food on the Shabbos is not the ikka. It's the atmosphere. It's the zmiras. It's the divrei Torah. The marriage of Avraham and Sarah together is not that they're happy together because they create a mokum, a mishkan, a mikdash ma'at. That's the ruach hakodesh which they have between them. And that ruach hakodesh is their whole lifeline which makes it into their home, which is a mishkan. Let's look at some riots that we can show what we're talking about here. How come, when it comes to Yom Kippur and Tshuva, what is the main avodah of Tshuva? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, The most important avodah in Shura is Vidui. Sure, there has to be Kabbalah and Halacha. But in the opening words of the Rambam, the Hilchos Tshuva, he says, the Hizvadu al Avoinim, the Vidui. So what does the Vidui do? The Vidui brings back life again from the Nefesh to the Neshama. It joins them again. Lo aleinu chas v'sholom. If a person is chayav koreis. In the Torah Kedosha, you only find koreis on the Nefesh. You don't find koreis on the Ruach and the Neshama. What does that mean? If lo aleinu a person has done a chay, then acha meves v'shona, the Ruach and the Neshama disappear, and there's no connection. The Nefesh doesn't connect with the Ruach. And that's lo aleinu called koreis. Speech, vidui, brings the connection back again, and it renews the chibur, and that's the greatness of it. The greatness is that it lives again as a unit. The Ruach HaKodesh as the person has when he makes the vidui creates again that connection, and that's what Ruach HaKodesh is, and we certainly do have Ruach HaKodesh. The Chaim Volozhin explains in Shah Aleph, I think it's Peret Kof based in Shah Aleph, he explains this, and what's the greatest testimony to that? When a person says, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Le'olam Romei Amaya, says the Chaim, what do you do when you say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba? He explains that in the world there are basically four different worlds. The highest where the Kisei HaKavod is called the Olam HaSeel, the Mokim of the Kisei. Lower than that is something called the Mokim of Bria, Yesh Me'ayin. Lower than that is Olam HaYetzira, which is Yesh Me'yesh. And lower than that is Olam HaSeel, the world that we live in. When you say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, you start from above and let the presence of the Shekhinah come down. Olam is Asila, Olmei is Bria and Yisir, Olmayo, Olam Hasir. You're bringing the Shekhinah, you're bringing it all the way down through your speech. You can't speak Amen Yehei Shmei, you have to say it out aloud. And the Kol Ram, when you say it out aloud, you're bringing the Shekhinah down through the Ruach, you're bringing it again. And that's the greatness of Amen Hishmael. You're bringing about the Kedusha in Olam Hazeh, the Shekhinah. That's the Ruach HaKodesh the person has. That's why it says, anybody who says Amen Hishmael Rabba, Koyim Lagzah Dima Shal Shivim Shana, any decree which is made against him for a shorter life is torn up, because the Kedusha is so great behind it. Therefore, we have proved, I hope, that you have a Ruach, and you have something called a Ruach HaKodesh. What we have to do, therefore, now is explain and define what is the Ruach HaKodesh? What does it mean by Ruach HaKodesh? If you would like to look it up, let me give you the references before I start. The first is in Derech Hashem, Shah Gimel, Peret Gimel, and also in Chovas HaBavos, if you want to look it up, it's in Cheshbon HaNefesh, Peret Gimel. Basically, I'll try to explain to you what the Ramchal and the Chovas HaBavos explain. We begin in the following way. Hashem created every human being with the ability to think and to act and to create and maintain his life through something called Haskalah Tiv'it, natural enlightenment. He knows how to survive. He knows how to avoid danger. He knows how to feed himself. For Parnasa, he can be a carpenter. He can be a heart surgeon. He can be a musician. He can make a rocket to the moon. That's all the natural enlightenment a person is gifted with. He learns tricks, how to change a car tire, how to make a meal, how to make a Shabbos, how to build a home. All these is called Haskalah Tiv'it. It's called natural enlightenment, says the Ramchal. And these skills, also social skills, a person learns how to talk to people, how to laugh with people, how to smile, how to listen. These are all natural enlightenment skills which a person has. That's every person is gifted with that way. But then the Ramchal goes on and says that there's something much more and more greater than that. And it's called Haskalah Nishba'ah. Haskalah Nishba'ah means bestowed enlightenment, gifted enlightenment, which means like this. Hashem, besides the physical skills which you pick up, he has created specific emsoin, mediums, through which if you use each medium, these mediums, you can gain a much higher level of enlightenment. It means, for example, if a person learns Torah, or if a person does a mitzvah of the shleimus, the kavanah, a person has good midas, a person controls his temper, a person acts with ma'asim tovim, a person davens well, these are all emsoin, mediums through which a person can grow in enlightenment much more than haskalah tivis. It's a Haskalah Nishbat. Hashem endows a person with a certain understanding where there's no doubt in his mind. He senses, and that's called Ruach HaKodesh. There are levels of Ruach HaKodesh. The levels of Ruach HaKodesh even without you knowing it. For example, a parent, when he gives a name to a child, is a Haskalah HaKodesh Prophet puts in the mind of the parent to say, that's a Ruach HaKodesh to give a name to a child, because it's the name of the Neshama. But it goes much further. A person can sense certain things without even smelling it or feeling, see things without even hear things. You sense something, and that's Kedusha, which a person senses. And that motivation is the Ruach HaKodesh, much more than Haskalah Tzivos. And through that, through the powers of Torah and Mitzvot and Midas Tzivos, a woman through her Tzniyos, and specifically through Tefillah, all these different forms of medium give a person a higher level of sensitivity, so that that's called the Ruach HaKodesh. And that, you don't have doubts about it. You're clear about it. You're sure about it. You're sure of something of Kedusha. You become positive and ingrained inside you. And that is the Ruach HaKodesh, which gives a person a different sort of life. Besides the Haskalah Tzivos, how to change a car, how to make a meal, how to build a building, how to draw a painting. That's natural. But there's a higher level of sensitivity, and then you become sure of certain things in Kedusha. I'll give you some examples. Let me give you some examples where it comes out and you can feel it. You can understand what we're talking about with Ruach HaKodesh. Let's take one of these mediums that we're talking about. Let's take the medium of Chesed. A person is involved in Maisim inside the medium of Chesed. The prophet that we say just before Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Nedibei Amim Ne'esofu, Am Elokei Avraham. This nation who's standing here about to listen to Shofar are called a Nedibei Amim, a generous spirit, a noble spirit. Who are they? Am Elokei Avraham. The people of Avraham are gifted with a Nediva slave. Now, this Nediva slave can be a generosity between man and God. He does something lishma. That's Ruach HaKodesh. Why would you do something lishma? Why would you want to do something? Why would you sit and learn Torah by yourself in the room with no one seeing you? Because it's an avodah lishma. It's a Nediva slave. Hashem wants Torah, so you learn Torah because of that. That Nediva slave is a propels your Ruach. It's a Kedusha that you have, to do something in Kedusha, to make Shabbos, to be careful of kashrus, to be careful of smears, to be careful of immorality. All these things, that's a Nediva slave, Ben Adam Lamokhan. Certainly a Nediva slave, Ben Adam Lachaveo, of course. That's all the nation of Avraham Avinu. I'd like to give you some examples. I was very fortunate. I had a Mechutin, Zechor Tzadik Livracha, whose name was Eli Shapira. So Eli Shapira worked with Oscar Meir, who was here a year or so ago. But the man was permeated with a Nediva slave. Everything he saw was from the Yad Hashem, and his relationship with Bein Adam Lamokhet was incredible. He would joke, he was cheerful, even to his last days. His Ruach HaKodesh was so monitored and so built up in the Nediva slave, he built it up, and I believe that was the Ruach HaKodesh that he had inside. That Ruach HaKodesh propelled him to relate to people in such an incredibly positive way. Bein Adam Lamokhet and Bein Adam Lachaveo. And over time it builds up, we'll talk about this in a minute, it builds up, it generates itself, it has its own momentum. Rebellion, Eliyahu David is sitting here, his wife should have a refuah shleima. Rebellion, David, all that you've been through in your life, we see you at every simcha being so overjoyed. What is it that motivates you to be so simcha at everybody's simcha, or to daven at the omer? It's the Ruach HaKodesh which you have inside, no question. That Ruach HaKodesh comes to you every day to come to the Bimah, daven for the honored, and to be so overjoyed with all that you've been through, the situations you've been through. What is it? It's a Ruach HaKodesh. It's a Nediva slave. A willingness to give of yourself. Lishma. And my grandson at the moment is going through chemotherapy in America in the hospital. His name is Moshe Shmuel Ben Yehudit Miriam. He's going through treatment in the hospital. So my daughter-in-law is there with him in Manhattan, Stone Kettering Hospital. She said it's overwhelming, the Bikur Cholim in America. Overwhelming. She said, you're just aghast by it. How people come forward with such Nediva slaves to help. In so many different ways. Car rides and accommodation and paying for expenses and everything. What is it? What is it that people help so much in times of Corona? Almanas never chal yisoymin. People with such difficulties. What is that nature in Kal Yisrael? It's the Ruach HaKodesh in Kal Yisrael. It's the Nediva slaves that we have. And that Nediva slave pumps people to act a certain way. It's not a Haskalah Tzidus. It's not a natural enlightenment. It's a bestowed enlightenment. It's a Haskalah Nishbar. Because people are so motivated to do a chesed, a ma'aseh tovim, and they realize that they're not just a Ruach HaKodesh. No question it's Ruach HaKodesh. That motivator pumps people more to do chesed and to act with a certain kindness and benevolence to other people. No question it's a Ruach HaKodesh. It comes from the mind and it makes you do certain actions with your nefesh. But the Ruach HaKodesh, the motivation, the enlightenment, and the inspiration which a person has to do all these acts of chesed, as I said, is nothing else but. What we have to do also, though, is to look a little bit, how does the Ruach work? What's the mechanism of the Ruach so we can understand and appreciate how do we build up on the Ruach HaKodesh? So that we must turn to the Vilna Gaon in Mishle. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Kof Gimel, the Gaon explains on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says as follows, Abia Lachem Ruchi, I will explain to you my spirit. And the Gaon explains that everything that a person does, whatever it is, good or bad, you have a ruach when you've done it. And the ruach makes you do the same thing again, whether it's a mitzvah or a aveira. The ruach, says the Gaon, humps you, makes you do the same thing again and again. I think in psychology they call it Pavlov's dog. Once you've done it once, you'll do it again. It comes from that idea. And the Gaon explains that on that basis, we must understand the concept of mitzvah goreis mitzvah and aveira goreis aveira. It's not a reward or a punishment. It's the natural outcome. Once a person has learned one daf gemara, he wants to learn another daf gemara. Once you daven well one, you want to daven again another time. Once you did one chesed, you want to do another chesed. Never once a person has done one aveira, he wants to do another aveira. It pulls you in. It's the ruach. And the ruach searches for something called nachas ruach. Nachas ruach means the tranquility of doing the same thing again. And that's called nachas ruach. And if it's on a dover toe, it's Ruach HaKodesh, no question. It's a Haskalah Nishba, it's a gift from HaKodesh Baruch Hu to make you do it again and again. That's really the basis of Siyata Dishmaya, no? Siyata Dishmaya means do it again and then you have Nachas Ruach. I must answer one thing which is a very important topic, which is a very interesting thing which comes out of this idea. What happens supposing, Lo Aleinu, a person has done 1,000 Aveiros and now he wants to do Tshuva? How can he possibly combat and pull away from that magnetic pull of all the Aveiros that he has, because the Ruach is so strong? The answer is, fortunately, Midah Tova is Meruba Mi Midah Ro. The draw, the pull for something good is much more powerful and has more of a pull than something negative. In other words, the Bui Zohar always used to tell me, he used to be a neighbor of his in Zorotkin, which should be well, the boy used to say, the greatest magnetic pull for the Ruach is a Daf Gemara, because Talmud Torah Nevi Kulam. The pull in Torah is greater, fortunately. So if a person has done many Aveiros, the ability, the propensity, and the momentum you get from something good is far more powerful than something bad, fortunately. And that's how a person can do Tshuva. But that's the way the Ruach works. It's not a reward. Mitzvah Goreis Mitzvah is a natural outcome of the Ramadan. Maybe we can take a second area. Let's take a second area of the Ruach, where we can understand the Ruach HaKodesh, a different area. And that is really the basis of all the sefer of Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim, says Ramchal, is all based on one brisa, the brisa of Pinchas Ben Yoreh. And it's based on the following idea. Torah mevia lidei zehirus, zehirus mevia lidei zrizus, zrizus mevia lidei nekiyas, nekiyas mevia lidei precious, precious, and it goes on and on. What does that mean? Torah is a catalyst. Torah leads you on to something else. Leads you to Zehirus, which takes you to Zrizus. What is that? It's a Ruach HaKodesh. From Torah, you get pulled in to do more. That's the Kayach of Torah. Torah gives the Ruach. And once you have that Ruach, or any, that we're taking now Torah, we did Chesed, I just took these two. Chesed and Torah, but Torah pulls you in more and more and more. And that's the Ruach HaKodesh which a person has. The men who learn Mishnah Berurah, if you ever learn, I'm learning at the moment Hilchot Shabbos in depth. So we start with the Gemara, and then you go to the Tur, and the Beis Yosef and the Bach, and then you look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gavin, and we go right through from the beginning. And then you go to the Shulchan Aruch and you look at the Mishnah Berurah. it's amazing how much Ruach HaKodesh, the Chofetz Chaim, must have had in order to compose the Mishnah. The ability to sift through all this information to come out with a Psak Halacha is nothing less than the Ruach HaKodesh he must have had. How can he machliya? How can he decide decisively one way or another the Ruach HaKodesh? Because Torah is amazing. Torah is a catalyst. And he was Zoicha. He was so devoted to Torah, to tremendous Ruach HaKodesh which he got from it. The beautiful story told of a father, and I'm once reading, who went to Rav Eliashiv to discuss two shidduchim which he had for his daughter. One bacha was an Eloi, an absolute genius, one of the best bacha women in yeshiva. And the other bacha was nowhere near as bright, but he was a master. And he asked Rav Eliashiv, which one should he choose? And Rav Eliashiv turned around to him and said to him, ah, chaval, chaval, I can see on your voice that you're leaning more towards the Eloi. He said to him like this, you don't understand what it means to be a masjid. A masjid might not be so gifted, but look at the Ruach HaKodesh inside him. Continually to turn to the Gemara and not be distracted. Continually to plod on, to go, move on and on and on, and always with deliberate and perseverance and the ability always to go back to the Gemara is tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. You don't appreciate Rav Eliashiv has said in. What does it mean by that? Eloi is gifted. I don't know, we can say like a giraffe has a long neck. An elephant has a long trunk. This man is gifted. He has a good head. It's a gift from Hashem. It doesn't mean much. It's just a gift. But he does with it. But the masnid, he said, is much greater because there's the Ruach HaKodesh inside. Since we mentioned Rav Eliashiv, let me tell you a beautiful story. I remember once was told by the editor of the Intermountain News in Denver, Colorado. His name is Hillel Goldberg. He once told me a beautiful maestro that he heard from a Toin Rabbani. A Toin Rabbani is a legal counsel in Israel. And he said that he used to appear before the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. And on the Beis Din HaGadol was Rav Eliashiv, Rav Avadia, and Rav Salo Zolti. They sat on the Beis Din HaGadol. And he used to come in as a legal counsel, Toin Rabbani, and used to present the case. He said whenever he came in front of the Beis Din, they gave him all the papers, Rav Eliashiv never ever looked up. He looked at all the papers, and you could talk, he just didn't take any notice of me. He said, but then when I started talking, Rav Eliashiv was looking at the papers. The minute I exaggerated, or the minute I said something which wasn't exactly truthful, he looked up. Incredible. He had such an affinity for the MS, he looked up suddenly. In other words, the man was so attuned to the MS, he sniffed it out inside me, he said. He realized that this is something exaggerated. He was so attuned to it. That's the Ruach HaKodesh, no? That's the Ruach HaKodesh inside the ability of Torah. Parents, when it comes to educating a child, they also have Ruach HaKodesh. How to do it with a child, what to do if they make mistakes, but they carry on. And all these other in, all the other mediums, to me, especially by a woman, and modesty, and filler, mice and poison, all create these emsa'i that a person can derive this haskalah nishvar. This enlightened, bestowed enlightenment, which is higher than Haskalah, it's much higher. And that's the Ruach HaKodesh which a person has. And therefore, what we really have to understand is the trap. And the trap in Ruach HaKodesh is really something very desperate. In our times especially, there's a tremendous amount of influences which come in from outside, which detract from this Ruach HaKodesh. The internet and all the other things which a person has in technology, they can take it away from you. And where do we know that from? The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei explains. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tes Zayin. In the olden times, Le'odom Malchei Leiv Umei Hashem Ma'aneh Loshen. When a person wanted to know what to do, should I go ahead with this shidduch or not? Should I go into this business or not? Should I do this? Should I take up this challenge or not? You would go to a Navi, you would prepare your heart, Umei Hashem, from the Navi, Ma'aneh Loshen. And Hashem would answer you back through the Navi. But says the Vilna Gaon, in our times, we don't have the Navi. All we have nowadays is Ruach HaKodesh we have. And this is what the Gaon says. V'hayoyim kol echad v'yisro yesh lo Ruach HaKodesh. Ashrei odom lo yachshav Hashem lo oben ve'ein v'ruch ha'amir. Happy is the person who doesn't have any Ruach Lamia. Ruach Lamia is outside enticement or something which pulls you in from outside. When it pulls you in from outside, a Ruach Lamia, you can lose your Ruach HaKodesh. You can lose it. maybe we can apply the principle of kosher iknoisam kiklei zor, the noach la abdom kiklei zruchis. Ruach HaKodesh is very hard to attain. It's like golden vessels, cost a lot of money. But noach la abdom is very easy to lose a ruach HaKodesh. It just shatters on the floor. Once a person gets involved in the wrong temptations, in the wrong standards, in the wrong values, you can lose your ruach HaKodesh. It can be lost. But everybody has that. In our time, we have ruach HaKodesh, and maybe that's the reason why we say that. That's what we're referring to. Maybe we can resume that with the pasuk which goes before that. If you look into him in Perut Nun Aram, David HaMelech says as follows. I remember reading that Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein said this drosha at the time when he became the Rav in Ramat HaSharon. Leiv toho b'ro li'elokim. Give me a pure heart. If I have a pure heart, ruach nochoin chadesh b'kirdi. Ruach nochoin is ruach hakodesh, but it needs constant renewal. Chadesh b'kirdi. A leiv is a priya, but the ruach needs renewal. It needs chadoshos all the time. And that ruach hanochoin is a person, what a person needs all the time to replenish it. And therefore, ruach kodesh ha'atikach nimen, atash l'chenim il'fonech, ruach kodesh ha'atikach nimen. We can't survive just by the haskolah series. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We certainly do have a work. We have a ruach hakodesh. And that propensity, whether it's chesed, whether it's tefillah, whether it's tefillah, whatever it is, keeps on pulling us in with motivation and inspiration. And that's the way we work. And maybe that, maybe is a lead-in to a little bit of Asar B'Tehillim. What's behind Asar B'Tehillim? Just a little bit, for a few minutes, I want to explain what all this has connection to do with Asar B'Tehillim. In reality, all the fasts that we have are basically connected to Bayis Sheni, not so much by Bayis Rishon. Tisha B'Av is full of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Shivasa B'Tamuz is also there. But Asar B'Tehillim is really connected only to Bayis Rishon. It's when the Nebuchadnezzar came to receive Yerushalayim, and that's why we have Asar B'Tehillim starts from there. Now, if we connect ourselves, therefore, to Bayis Rishon, then we are connected to the Avelos of Bayis Rishon and not Bayis Sheni. In other words, if we would be talking about Bayis Sheni, then we would say we have to correct on the Tannis, which the Tannis is called Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam comes out in many awful ways. For example, indifference to people, arguments, Lashon Hara. That's all Bayis Sheni. But if we're supposed to repair, and that's the purpose of a Tannis, not just to go to sleep, not just to not eat, but to repair the breaches which were made from Bayis Rishon, which are Avodah Zorah, Gila, Roshvi, Chasdomim. What are they? Nowadays, the person does Avodah Zorah. There's no Avodah Zorah nowadays. There's no Gila, Roshvi, Chasdomim. The person is caught up in that and Shvi, Chasdomim. I never killed anybody. So how can I repair those breaches from Bayis Rishon, which is why we're sacking on Asar B'Tehillim? The answer is I once heard from a Shia, I once heard from the Yitzchak Breitowitz, from Oz Dameach, a beautiful shir, and he wants to explain in the following way. Chazal explained that Shlichas Domin, literally killing somebody, it also comes out when you're Malbis and Echaveh of a Rabbi, when a person embarrasses somebody else. Gila Arayos is not just immorality, which is physical, but also Hilchuim in the mind, and it's attraction and distraction in the mind of immorality. And Avodah Zorah, any form of philosophy which pulls you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, desire for money, desire for whatever person has, that can be Avodah Zorah. Or Karakoy, the person who's angry. The person who's angry is also in Avodah Zorah. And therefore, how can we repair in our times the chatoim of Avodah Zorah, Gila Roshvi Chasdomim? If a person has a certain dislike for people, or indifference to people, or argument with people, that certainly exists in our time. Secondly, if there's a feeling towards somebody else of kah, that's a form of Avodah Zorah in our time. The person has that can't help it nowadays is the hulim of immorality because we're surrounded by these thoughts. The point is, so long as the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt in our time, these aveiros are still prevalent. Even though I myself not have been involved in aveiros, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't brought back the Beis HaMikdash until now, from Bayis Rishon, we're still living under the umbrella of the Chatoim of Avodah Zorah, Gila Roshvi Chasdomim. Maybe not in its purest form as we understand it, Avodah Zorah, But certainly there's aggravation, there's chaos, and there's immorality which is going on in the world. And we are responsible for it, even though we haven't done these aveiros. But the fact that it's in our time, we must repair those things. How do you repair them? You repair it by Ruach HaKodesh. The work that a person has towards mitzvahs and towards Torah replenishes that absence of avodah, that guilt or that the hole which is made and the breach which is made through avodah zor gilui shlichus domim. Once a person relives again and renews his Ruach HaKodesh, which he has, he renews it, he can take care of those problems in the world, even though I myself might have lived. But the fact that the Beit HaMikdash hasn't been built in our time, we are still reliving those aveiros from that time. And therefore, our job in this time is to replenish our Ruach HaKodesh, to be more devoted in our prayer, to be more devoted in our Tikkun Bein Adam Machaveiro, to be more careful about Ruach HaKodesh, because Ruach HaKodesh is very much a necessity in our lives. It's not something which is an added bonus by any means. Not at all. If a person can be mechadish it, then we can renew ourselves back to the times of the Bais Rishon and take care of those aveiros which are in those times. And through a person's only machshava and debates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer, in chesed, then the Ruach HaKadosh relives again, and those are the chatoim of the Bais Rishon which we have to take care of. Tinas Chinam is an easier order, because by Shani, we're still living under that, those chatoim. We can understand that, the aggravation and the enmity which it is, and the partisan groups and the difference in society which we have. That's Tinas Chinam. Avodah Zor Gilui HaRosh Shlichus Domim. The person who shames somebody, then it's Malbus and Echadei Abaramin, Shlichus Domim. The person is angry, then it's a form of Avodah Zor. It says Hirhu Aveir, it's a form of Gilui HaRosh. And those things exist in the world. And so long as the Beit HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt, we can replenish them. We are duty bound in our times, especially on the time to try and replenish those things that are missing and make them live again. I'd like to share with you a Maisa which is brought down in the name of Rabbi Yosef Karo. It's in the Magid Meishoim. You know, the Rabbi Yosef Karo, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, had a Chavusa. And the Chavusa was a Malach HaMagid. He learned with the Malach HaMagid. And it's recorded actually in a sefer. You can buy the sefer, the Magid Meishorim, and many of the different conversations which he had with the Malach are written down in the sefer. There's one particular episode which is written down there, which is a beautiful episode, and that is that Rabbi Yosef Karo had a tremendous difficulty with a certain Gemara. He worked very, very hard with a certain Gemara, and he couldn't understand the pshat. For 2 weeks he worked with it, and eventually, after 2 weeks of sweat, he eventually came to a pshat and he had a clarity in what the Gemara was talking about. And he was delighted with it. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he walked through the streets of Tzfat. Like, you walk around Tzfat, all the alleyways. That's where the Shulchan Aruch walk. The Arizal, the Alshif, they walk down those alleyways which we walk on now. And he heard a shoemaker learning Torah with his child, his 7-year-old child. And they were learning exactly the same Gemara that he had been troubled about. Exactly the same Gemara. And he thought, I've been working on that so long, I'd like to hear. And he heard in the conversation between the father and the son was asking exactly the same questions that he had and he'd been working on for 2 weeks on this particular Gemara. And the father turned around and said to the son, he heard the shoemaker say to the son, why are you asking such basic questions? These are such simple questions. And he answered the questions like straight off the cuff. And he was terribly broken, Rabbi Yosef Karo. It's in the book, Megi Mishra. How come I worked on something for 2 weeks and this shoemaker turns around and says to his son, it's a simple answer, I've been working on it for 2 weeks. And he went back, to the mouth and said to the mouth, How can that be? I've been working on something for 2 weeks and he just answered it. Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu so upset with me that I had to work so much on it and surely he must be angry with me. And the mouth turned around and said, no. It's because of you. Because you worked on it so hard, it then became available and accessible for even a 7-year-old child. You are the one who brought it into the world. In other words, your insistence and work on the Gemara, even though no one knew about it, but you brought it mystically into the world. And that's the power of a person's Ruach HaKodesh. Your efforts that you made created in the world the ability for this father and son to talk about this Gemara. It's only because of you the Malach told them that. The Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo. Meaning, our work privately, individually, no one knows about it. Create the Ruach HaKodesh. Remember the famous line which the Chofetz Chaim had said, that the quality of the learning in Radin, a small yeshiva, has an effect on the fashion in Paris, he once said. In other words, if we learn with more diligence in Radin, he used to say, then they'll be more careful about this. You know, the skirts will be an eighth of an inch longer than they were. Our learning affects the tenius in Paris of the fashion. He meant like this, that when a person is more careful and devoted in his Ruach HaKodesh and careful about it, he creates an atmosphere of Kedusha inside the world. And that's what the Ruach HaKodesh can do. And that's what we have to understand the Sfarad HaKodesh. Our Avodah in aspects of Ruach HaKodesh creates mystically in the world that Kedusha. And that's the way that Eis HaMikdash will be built. Not through Shiurim necessarily, not through public announcements, not necessarily through Swayim. Person sits in the world and sits and learns Torah. He creates Kedusha. That Ruach HaKodesh, that Ruach Lamala which he has, the person does a chesed in secret, in quiet, creates mystically that Ruach HaKodesh which is in the world. And that, on that basis, will be turned back to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. All these aspects of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroes, Shlichus Damim, will all be replaced when a person is working on it quietly and privately with his Ruach by himself. These are aspects I hope which will bring together the Parsha and our Sfarad HaKodesh, and we should certainly be aware and conscious that we certainly do have Ruach HaKodesh, and the fiber of our lives, the whole value of our lives is based not on Haskalah Tzidus, everybody has that. Everybody can survive, knows how to survive, or make a panosa, or a carpenter, or make a meal, or build a building. We have much more than that. We have an ability of Haskalah Mishpat, Ruach HaKodesh, and the employment which were given by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all help us develop much, much more, whether it's prayer, whether it's sneers, whether it's chesed, that creates the wherewithal for Ruach HaKodesh. I wish you all a good Shabbos. I'm sorry it's a little long today, but I want to try and do anything together. Hopefully, the Shabbos. The Shabbos.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.